This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Santa, would you be so kind as to send two lovely ladies and a third if you're kind? I like that. Pretty good, huh?
Nice.
Yeah.
Two lovely ladies and a third if you're kind.
Yeah. So you, General Horn, are a lovely lady. Victoria Keelan is a lovely lady. Kara Schillen is a lovely lady. And as Santa's been kind, he's given all three of you to the millions of people who thirst for your emotional story response. Your thoughts are trending here, there, and everywhere. So I'm so thankful. Everybody, a round of applause for the three lovely ladies, because I'm the only one who's clapping. And to listen to Jennifer, my clap is usually off. So let's keep going.
No, your clap is fine in life. It's just, it's hard when you have it clapping to a song. That's all.
Really? Who put the bomb?
It's hard for all of us.
She bombed.
Technology makes it sound weird.
Yes, it does. All right, the situation in the South. The South shall rise again. Phoenix out of the ashes of all this mess. Man, look at this. Three people killed, four children in a daycare center were injured. Not only do we have fires all over the place, we got a tornado that tore through some parts of the South last night into early this morning. Rosalie is in northeast Alabama. One of the tornadoes was reported there. And let's see, about 6 miles east of there, in a town called Ider, I-D-E-R. Not, I'm not being a New Englander pronouncing I-D-A as I-D-E-R. Nope. It's Ider, Alabama. Four children hurt when a 24-hour daycare center was leveled, flattened. You see some of the video of this. Not a lot of it yet because it was, obviously it's dark. 27 tornadoes reported last night. This is a powerful storm system. This is a very, it's a very unusual time of year for these storms. Maybe people are going to say today, global warming, I told you, everything's going to be a mess. The hail was the size of baseballs. The rain came down as if they weren't, it wasn't just raindrops, but somebody just dumped a bucket. That's how fierce the downpours were. Eastern Texas, northern Mississippi, pretty much all of Alabama, and into southeast Tennessee. The only thing good that could come out of all this rain is put the fires out.
Is it enough, though, to put them out? Or I mean,
well, it would be if it got that far, but I'm not. Yeah. It's going to rain there today. See whether that. But between the fire and this tornado, a lot of homes, businesses, power lines, it's a mess there.
Is Dollywood okay? Because I know yesterday there was a mention of maybe Dollywood was being threatened, too.
Well, it's about 80 miles away from... this is the Great Smoky Mountains, interesting name.
Ironic, right?
Yeah, it is, pretty much. Let's see here. How close was it to Dollywood?
Yeah, from what I heard, I think there were cabins that they that Dollywood owns cabins that were damaged, like 12 or 15. But I think the actual park wasn't reached by the fire.
Right, yeah. So what's
not
going on?
Not even Mother Nature is brave enough to mess with Dolly.
No.
That's right.
I have none of that.
They know how much hairspray is around there, so
you're right.
That would certainly blow up. All right, so that's that situation that's negative. Here's the positive news from Tennessee. The lottery winners came forward, and this is a kind of cool way of doing this. 20 coworkers from an auto parts manufacturing plant all have been going in together to buy lottery tickets. And they're going to split the $420 million that they won on Tuesday.
Wow.
Steve Huffman's check engine light popped up in his car. He was
like,
not,
get that, I'll buy a car.
Yeah, buy a new car. Yeah. He says, I don't have to get frantic about anything anymore. They were talking to the reporters yesterday after figuring that he would be with the other winners. There were actually winners from 13 different cities in Tennessee and Kentucky. They work for the North American Stamping Group. They handled sales quality control at this auto parts manufacturing plant. A stamping plant is a plant that makes the fenders, hoods, bumpers. It's the metallic parts of the cars. They're called stamping plants because they take a flat piece of metal and they stamp it through the machine, and it comes out as a fender or as a roof or whatever the design is. Pretty
can
fascinating, by the way.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
As a, you know, as like, can I ask a millennial auto question?
Sure.
When was the last time you saw a metal fender?
Oh, there's a lot of cars that still have metal fenders. But
really?
You're right. There are a lot of plastic fenders, too.
Because I haven't plastic seen one except at a classic car show.
No, no. Oh, no. My car has metal. My
I'm
car's,
impressed. I wouldn't know what the difference is between a metal and a
oh, yeah, you would. If you, okay, when I see you in a couple of weeks.
Touch your new fender on your new SUV.
There's a lot of, listen,
it's all plastic.
To give you your due, Victoria, more plastic than metal in the cars these days.
Oh,
but the hoods are metal.
The structure is metal.
And that's all coming out of a stamping plant.
Got it.
Anyway, so we have two. Now we learn two things. We get the information about the people who won, and you know more about a stamping plant. Hey, boys and girls.
Well, it is very cool that this group keeps banding together every week to buy lottery tickets, so don't give up.
No, don't give up.
It could happen to you, as they say in the New York
Lottery. $120 every Wednesday and Saturday. And
that is a lot of money, though.
It is. Well, I mean, if it's 20 people, that's $6 a piece.
Yeah, but over 8 years they've been doing it?
Yeah, do the math. You want to do the math? 120 times 52.
You're the mathematician of the show.
Four,
it works,
you know. What? 5 times 12 is 60. So that's $624 a year. No, it isn't either. That's $6,240 a year.
Times that's, 8 years, yeah.
Yeah, times 8 years, that's 40 years, about $50,000.
All right, so you're still per person. So there's, I mean, that's
you're still ahead of the game by
a
couple of million.
In any way, if you're investing $50,000 and your return is $12.7 million, you're good.
Yeah.
So,
but kids, let this be a lesson to you that this doesn't always happen. So, watch where you invest.
You're right, Jennifer. I think there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of groups like this all around the country that every week loyally buy these tickets in hopes that they would win.
I mean, it does better. I mean, you do up your chances. That's for sure.
Yeah. But this is actually, you could argue, this is just, if you will, a cash cow for the states that run these lotteries, because half the money goes to taxes. Look at this. They get $254 million in cash out of the $420 that they won. Rest of it's taxes.
Right.
You don't think that's a kind of a scam?
Oh, I know.
Totally a scam.
Yeah, it is. But so was the last time you bought a lottery ticket, Jen?
Oh, gosh, like a real one?
Yeah. Is there a fake?
I can't even remember. Maybe, gosh, can it be April? Oh, my God. I don't know. It might be like springtime. I don't remember buying a lottery ticket. I buy scratchers sometimes.
Do you? I don't understand how that works. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It doesn't for me. Just
I bought one lottery ticket, I want to say maybe 4 or 5 months ago. It's kind of a blur now, but there was a huge Powerball that got to 900 and something million.
Yeah, crazy numbers.
Yeah, that's the last time. My boyfriend likes buying them. I don't really care.
Well,
much
you don't stand
way.
A chance. New York and Los Angeles.
New York's
tell me
never
the last time you ever saw a winner from New York or Los Angeles or Boston or Chicago or any big city.
You know why I haven't purchased a lottery ticket lately is because usually when I purchase them, it's when I drive to Vegas.
Yeah.
And I purchase them in Baker because there's like these little, you know, these little teeny towns in the middle of nothing that actually pay off for whatever reason. So that's when I usually buy lottery tickets when I'm driving.
This would be the, I think, fourth year that I've driven Meredith down to Florida. And as we drive down, we stop in these little towns and buy lottery tickets.
Yeah.
Just because that's the acknowledgement, whether you want to consider that it's fixed or it isn't fixed, it's fixed. It's like Trump says, the election is rigged. The Powerball winners and the mega lottery, mega millions, whatever they call it, that stuff's all rigged. It isn't to the person, but to the place. There is, And for whatever the reason, I don't know whether it gives it more prestige or promotional value to have somebody in the middle of nowhere in Tennessee win versus somebody in New York City gets lost because there's so much else going on in these big cities. If you're a winner and you come from this little town in Tennessee, you think there's going to be anything else to talk about there?
I mean, it makes for a better story.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
It gives people hope that it's really magical and that anyone can win.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking of the last, there was a woman that worked at a Publix market in a fairly large town in Florida. It was last year, I think, or the year before, who won. And I want to say Tampa or Orlando. Somebody's listening in Florida. Maybe you can clue me in. 888-302-3684. You can clue me into anything, anytime you want to. You can follow just a quick email to DougAndDougStephan.com, or you can follow us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Follow on Twitter, DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. I was nosing around. I see that there are some new posts on Instagram. What do we have there, Victoria? Black Friday, pros and cons.
Yeah. And, of course, that's on our Instagram page. That's how you can keep up with our behind-the-scenes photos of what you're up to when you go to L.A. and what you're doing on the farm, things like that.
Yep. And what I do when I was going to come back to Boston on the 16th. I'm going to bring Meredith down to Florida and jump on a plane. I was going to come back here for some stuff I needed to do Friday night. And then I just thought to myself, you know what? Nah. The people in Israel want me there on Saturday. So I'm going to get on a plane Friday night and fly to Tel Aviv. But it's a long haul.
Yeah, it's a long flight.
The longest haul I've ever been on was from New York to Johannesburg, South Africa. This will be now a little bit longer than that. And it's a fairly long haul to go from the West Coast over to Beijing. But it was 12 hours, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it took, for me to go to the Czech Republic, I think it was 12 hours to Zurich.
Yeah.
And then there was a change of plane. I mean, really, by the time you get off that plane, even though all you're doing is sitting, you are just...
Entertainment. I'm going on Swiss Air, too.
Swiss Air is a great airline, by the way. If you can upgrade to business, that's what my dad and I did. Yeah. And it was very nicely done, at least on the way there. Coming home, it wasn't as good.
No, it should be nice. 19 past the hour with DJV.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
Pit non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Sales for the last 10, 12 years or so. These are the 10 most downloaded holiday songs. Last Christmas by Wham, Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms, Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano, Where Are You, Christmas Faith Hill, Christmas Canon, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee, Worms Christmas by Justin Bieber, and then back to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Can I take Worm Christmas, by the way, over this dumpy song?
I know, right?
I would, too.
I don't understand why this... I'm with you on this. Christmas Eve in Sarajevo.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
And it's one of those songs that make you crazy because it gets stuck in your head and you just hear that. It's like an action movie at Christmas.
So we can kiss this off now, Karen. Move on to the new additions to the Grammy Hall of Fame that were announced yesterday. 25 new musical works added to the Grammy Hall of Fame. This represents, by the way, all sorts of music. The inspiring music recordings that are in the catalog. This is a part of our cultural history. For example, Carlo Guthrie's The City of New Orleans. That's a great, great. This has a special meaning for me because I come from a family that has roots in a little town, teeny town in southern Illinois. It's right on the Illinois Central main line between Chicago and New Orleans. Now, as a kid, my grandmother and grandfather's house was about 400 yards away from the railroad track. And I can remember 4 or 5 years of age when I was visiting my grandparents, I'd run out of the house and run over to the tracks because I'd hear the whistles coming down the track from the trains, and they'd blast through Ashley, Illinois at about 100 miles an hour, and every day I'd wait for the train that would come through at 2:30 in the afternoon. I left Chicago at noontime, bound for New Orleans, and the back car had that circular, you probably, none of you have seen any of the old cars, the circular end to the train, like the caboose of a passenger plane. And on it was this big placard that said, City of New Orleans. And there was always a conductor on the train when it blew through. The engineer would see me standing, and they toot. And at the it was so fast. It was probably a 40-car train. Those days, everybody rode the train, or many people did. And the back, the conductor was there as the train went by, and he waved. It was very cool. So this song means something special. Also, on the list of new Grammy situations, why not? How could you have the Grammys without the Bleachy Beach Boys? Here's a representation, I Get Around, from the boys. Crank this up, Karis. It'll set the mood for everybody. In a bad mood, you'll be in a good mood listening to this stuff. All right, Billie Holiday is on the list. Lady Sings the Blues. These are musical works, musical singles, items. Got to be 25 years old to meet the requirements to get in the Grammys. Blind Willie McTell, Statesboro Blues. I bet not many people listening know who's Blind Willie McTell. Listen to this. Crack this up,
give them out of me, woman. Do me this away.
Very cool.
I love that.
Bonnie Raitt. Give them out of me. I can't make your love. I can't make you love me. Oh, that's a great song.
I love it.
I realize you're 25 years old. I will get to some more of these later on. 28 after the hour.
Be mindful of what you do. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, a shepherd rescued a wolf cub. He raised the cub as his own. And as the wolf grew, he even taught him how to steal sheep from neighboring flocks. Then one day, the wolf stole a sheep from his own shepherd's flock. And the shepherd reprimanded the wolf. But the wolf simply asked, wasn't it you who taught me how to steal? If you teach evil, you will get evil. Even if that's not what you mean to be doing. The next time you go to gossip about someone or tell a little white lie, be mindful that others are learning from your actions. Regardless of what you want others to get from you, what they are actually getting is what you are actually doing. Remember, people see your actions, not your intentions. For more on awareness, visit drchristianconti.com.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. In basketball, a player who commits too many fouls is ejected from the game. In our court system, a person who files too many frivolous lawsuits can be ejected from the courts, too. There's a legal term for a person who files too many frivolous lawsuits. They're called a vexatious litigant. Courts don't do this often, but a woman in Idaho filed so many frivolous lawsuits, she was officially named a vexatious litigant by 3 states, 2 federal circuit courts, and the U.S. Supreme Court. The courts told the repeat lawsuit offender that she couldn't file any more lawsuits without special permission from a judge. So what did she do next? She actually sued the last judge who told her she couldn't file any more lawsuits. Let's be fair. Taking away anyone's right to sue should be done only as a last resort. Yet because frivolous lawsuits tie up courts and delay justice for others, judges shouldn't hesitate to penalize people when they continuously abuse.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Shake it out, everybody. How do you do? 34 after the hour, you're listening to the DJD experience, called same because of Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria being on duty, yakking about what's going on.
You're on duty.
Yeah, on duty. So, somebody contact the circus. Can we please, let's get, well, the biggest circus is Ringling Brothers, right? And see if they need another clown, because I think that's where we ought to send Don Lemon. He'd be great. He's a clown. He ought to be in the circus. Ugh, that smirk on his...
What has Don Lemon done now?
Well, he... Ladies and gentlemen, in this ring over here is our clown Clarabelle. And in this ring over here is our clown Lemony. And Don Lemon can be Lemony the Clown. What has he done? The smirk on his face whenever he does a story about Donald Trump. The story about the dinner last night. Trump and Romney had dinner. And, Victoria, I turn to you. The Michelin star restaurant, which is in the Trump Tower, is that any good? Jean-Georges, three-star Michelin.
Oh, yes.
Is that
I've
a
actually
good...
been there.
Really?
Yeah, it is very good. I personally have, I had a bad meal there, but I'm probably one of the few, but yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful location. It's right in Columbus Circle, overlooking the park. It's gorgeous.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, they had dinner last night And I'm a little late with my timing. I think I said last week he'd be Secretary of State. I think it's going to be this week. We'll see what happens.
You're going to revise your statement.
Yes,
yes,
right.
I'd like to revise. I'd revise my prediction as the timing on it has passed.
Yes. I'm free to do that. It's a free country.
That's right.
Freedom of speech.
Free country.
Yes. I'm not going to burn the flag. I thought there was a little. That's, of course, been footballed around a lot. The interesting thing, the only comment I will make on that is that Hillary Clinton introduced a bill into the U.S. Senate when she was a senator from New York to make burning the flag illegal. So yeah. I'll just leave it. I keep moving. Anyway, I was talking in the last
time. But do you believe it? I have a question, though. Do you think that it should be illegal or do you think that it's a normal part of protest?
Normal, no. But a part of protesting, it isn't something I'd approve of. And if I saw somebody doing it, I'd probably get a little physical with them. But I think that that's part of what, you know, I mean, it's got to be one way. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, Doug's going to beat up anybody that he sees burning the flag.
Yeah.
Well, it's really, it's a crime.
Beat down.
But to be honest, I've never seen anybody burn the flag, so yeah. I haven't been in danger of doing that. But I think you have to have some symbols. And that is a symbol, and it's a very profound symbol.
But does everybody who lives here freedom of speech?
Yeah, yeah.
And sadly, this is one of those.
Some
things
people want to burn the flag.
Yeah.
That's that's true. That doesn't mean I have to like it, or think or support it, or think it's okay. But it is something that it's for me. It's all about sort of the education and how it's taken. What do we teach people about respect? Yeah. A lot of people who don't have much respect for anything these days. And does that sound like some old codger saying that? That's not what I'm not aiming to sound any.
I don't think you do. I mean, I feel the same way. I don't want it to be illegal for someone who feels that passionate that they want to burn a flag. But to me, if you wanted to, like, torture me, you would make me burn a flag because it would literally kill my soul to do that. So I don't know.
It's such a standard.
It would hurt my heart so much.
You see, but here's the point here is that the news media takes something and they twist it and turn it around and they do the what ifs and then it sounds like it's something that has been said and it hasn't really been said. Somebody said they'll look at it or we ought to study it or it ought to.
No, Trump tweeted about it.
Well, but
he tweeted that he wants
about a lot of things. And then 3 weeks later, or 2 days later,
aren't we supposed to take his?
No,
aren't we supposed to take his word?
No, I don't. Not at all.
Because he goes off and tweets, and sadly, we don't take his word for everything. But was that a mistake? Should he have not tweeted that? Yeah,
of course, he shouldn't be tweeting anything. Somebody take his damn phone away from him.
You know, I actually disagree. As much as he tweets all this crazy stuff, you know. I would like to see someone maybe help him, like, I don't know, put up like a buffer or like a wall between what he
tweets. Use some common sense. Hello.
But I think that people feel connected to him for the reason, just that very reason, that he was able to speak to these people and give them a voice and make them feel like he was hearing them because he does communicate with people on
maybe
Twitter.
He just needs an editing process, like with magazines like before something's published.
Yeah.
You know, an editor reads it. I think he just needs the same thing.
All right, anyway,
I was surprised that Newt Gingrich said yesterday about that you know, he shouldn't, someone should take his Twitter away.
Because anybody that really understands the Constitution and understands our freedoms feels the same way, that it's icky to burn a flag. It's horrible. It's one of the worst things that you can do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we get to do it.
Mm. Right. Okay. Let's move to a philosophy that I wanted to express. In the last half hour, we were talking about the winners of the Tennessee lottery. Well, they were Tennessee lottery tickets, but it was the Powerball jackpot and how much it's costing them in taxes. $420 million whittled down to $257 when you pay all the taxes. And then I was looking at an overview of taxes that we pay, all of us, every single day. This is something, you know, the old business about nothing is certain in life but death and taxes. The sorts of things, for example, the gasoline tax. The taxes you pay on a gallon of gasoline, this starts when the oil comes out of the ground. There are a lot of legislative actions that have muddied the waters when it comes to assessing the amount of money that ExxonMobil, for example, will pay, or British Petroleum pay, to the landowner, the state. The taxes are paid to the state. If the oil comes out of the ground in Ohio, the state of Ohio gets about 12% of what it's worth. Did you know that? Let's say a barrel of oil now is, what, about 45 bucks? Something like that, 50. Let's, for argument's sake, say it's 50 bucks. So that comes out of the ground, and it is sold to ExxonMobil. And the people who've gotten the oil out of the ground have to pay the state of Ohio 12 cents on every dollar. So what's 12 times 6? That's 6 bucks a barrel goes to the state of Ohio. And then look at the taxes as they keep rolling into the refinery process. There's a taxation when it comes out of the refinery and goes to, you sell that to the dealer who pumps it into your car. And that dealer pays a tax. And then when you buy it, you pay road taxes. So by the time you're done, you are 18 cents out of every dollar that you spend on average has gone to the tax man when you're buying a gallon of gasoline. 18 cents out of every dollar. Same is true, actually, it's more than that for tobacco. And I don't have a problem. I guess I'm selective here. Tobacco ought to be taxed into oblivion. But there are, it's really amazing where this has changed over the years. In some states, it's $4.35. New York State, the taxes on tobacco, $4.35. What's the cost for a package of cigarettes? Must be $10-$12 in New York, Victoria. Do you know?
I don't know, but I would assume, yeah.
Crazy. Well, not crazy.
They've taken cigarettes out of all the CVS pharmacies and things like that, so I don't really see cigarettes that much.
But the point I'm making here, excuse me, is twofold, whether you realize it or not. For example, bread. There are 151 taxes on a loaf of bread. Do you know that? Hmm. Different taxes on the stuff that comes out of the ground. The wheat that's used to make the bread is taxed. The process, it just, I'm bringing this up because I don't think people realize how crazy taxes are on things we don't even think about. We accept it. Okay, look at the price of the pump, $2.17. Out of that, about 43 or 44 cents goes to some government agency.
What are they doing with it? That they're going to kill the electric car again, because how can you tax it as much? With all the different layers of gas tax.
That's interesting, yeah. Right.
That makes me think, okay, so there's not a lot of hope for, you know, what are they going to do with a Tesla if everyone's driving Teslas?
In California, where they talk all about making it, I mean, Jerry Brown cannot wait till everybody is either in an electric car, out of their cars completely, and just using mass transit and those types of things. They'll still find a way to tax you. I mean, whatever it is, we'll find a way, whether that's having to put a quarter in the box as you walk down the street or something. They'll figure something out.
Yeah, that's the way it is. In a moment, some sports news of interest. Stand by for that. 44 after the hour here with DJV.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so.
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
Dear Ulta Beauty, we've been extra good this year and looking so good while doing it.
So this holiday, we'll take pretty new eyeshadow palettes to make our eyes sparkle. And fantastic new fragrances that smell oh so sweet.
Don't forget lovely new lipsticks. We'll take velvet and shine. And please fill our stockings with serums and balms and hair tools galore.
Every girl has a list. And this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Lovely lipsticks, fantastic fragrances, and pretty palettes await. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Jen and Victoria.
All right, who's going to be Biff? Victoria, you want to be Biff, or Jennifer, you want to be Biff?
Victoria, be Biff. I don't know if I have the Biff in me.
Really?
The only Biff I know is from Back to the Future, so I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Guy.
Biff is the sports person. Biff Keeman with a sports update. The NFL is finally the people who are supposedly the stars are getting a chance to wear fun cleats this weekend. Cleats are the shoes, or they put these on the shoes?
Oh, boy.
The players.
Cleats are shoes with the spikes in the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. But I think there are some shoes, like I used to have on the farm, a pair of cleats I'd put on my shoes so that I wouldn't slip and fall in the mud.
So, like, ice climb?
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing.
That's where he would practice his yodeling.
Right.
No, frozen manure piles, things like that.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. It's good to always hike up a frozen pile of poo.
Yep.
It's Wednesday, right?
Okay. So, what's the story here, Biff?
Well, the NFL, which is notoriously strict about their uniform codes, and you know, you can't deviate at all, and some players do, and they just accept the fine because it's not that much of a fine. But they're finally getting behind letting the athletes design their own cleats. It's called My Cleats, My Cause, or My Cause, My Cleats. And so each NFL player gets to redesign their cleats in any colors and designs they want, and it all goes then they're going to auction them off and sell to their favorite charity. So it's a nice thing. I mean, everything from the, you know, an SPCA in Texas that Ezekiel Elliott of the Cowboys is supporting, Russell Wilson of the Seahawks is supporting his Why Not You Foundation. William Hayes of the Rams designed his for the Holly Rod Foundation, which is for autism. So it's nice that each athlete gets to literally wear on their feet what charity they support the most. Mm. So it's one of the nicer things that the NFL is doing. They don't have a whole lot of good PR, but this is a good one.
No, they don't. And they don't deserve a whole lot of good PR, but this is good. Individual. This is not an NFL deal. These are the... These are the players themselves. The NFL isn't sponsoring this, I don't think.
Well, the NFL had to allow it.
They had to say yes.
Without fining them, yes.
Yeah, right. Okay, so they're in it that way. Okay, so that's something.
And you know they're going to get kicked back somehow.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking, too. There's something in it for them.
Yep.
10 before the hour here with DJB.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Time now is 53 after the hour. This is Tech Talk time with a new law passed in England that focuses on Mr. Snowden, how that will affect security in terms of the use of technology. We'll find out about that. Amazon, wow, what a shock. Amazon's in the tech news. I'm amazed. Amazon in the tech news? Woo! And then there's a business in Japan that will warrant some attention. Also, you're surprised I speak your language up next here.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're going to have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top. Watch the top.
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself. Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses. And maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver. Especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
right, so let's get to this one first. Spend a little bit of time on the so-called Snowden effect. New law in England requiring all web and phone companies to store users' web browsing histories for 12 months. Give police, security services, and government agencies access to the data. It's called the Investigatory Powers Act. Give security services new power to access phones and computers and to collect communication data in bulk. This is something, by the way, you know, the Queen has to sign all laws.
Does she even understand this law? She has no idea what this law is.
Right, yeah. So with a warrant, the police can access records. This is sort of what happened after September 11th here. The critics say it happens in Russia, but not there. That's from the privacy organization, the Open Rights Group in England. Welcome to what we've been doing here for a long time, folks over there.
At least over there, people know it's a law.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So I guess kudos to England.
Yeah, for making it public at least.
Yeah.
All right, what's Amazon doing now, Victoria?
Well, Amazon is taking on two giant industries at the same time, food delivery and restaurants and movie theaters. So if you're an Amazon Prime member and you got a coupon in your inbox this week for $20 off your first restaurant delivery, it's not actually a mistake. A lot of people on social media thought this was a mistake or thought it was spam. Amazon has launched a food delivery service from your local restaurants, so they'll bring the restaurant to you, which will compete with Grubhub and Seamless and other citywide delivery services around the country. Mm-hmm. They're giving a $20 promo code if you execute a Prime streaming video. So they literally want, Amazon is so manipulative at this point, they want you to not only stay at home and watch a movie, don't go to a movie theater, but they'll bring your favorite restaurant to you now. I mean, Amazon, it's like, it's really smart, and it's what a lot of people already do. I don't even remember the last time I was in a movie theater, but they are so smart with the way that they strategize. I mean, they're taking on two big industries at once, so.
Now, how's the timing on the food? So the food is actually, you can order it, and then a half an hour later, it's going to be there, right?
Yep.
Because part of my Amazon Fresh service is they'll bring you food from local restaurants, but it's like a day later, so that you have to like reheat.
Which so it's not fresh,
yeah, right?
This they've launched in, I would say, medium to large cities across the country right now, and this is directly from your favorite restaurants. So, like, when you order from a restaurant, Jen, in LA, what service do you use?
Grubhub usually. I mean, there's not a lot of that in my neighborhood because
it's too dangerous when they go down.
Right. Usually the delivery drivers like to just throw things over the summer line.
Well, so yeah, this is Amazon's next big one. We'll take on Grubhub and Seamless.
That's what they need to do. Grubhub, what a great name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Grubhub. Hubba hubba grubba grubba. All right, hubba hubba. 59 past the hour with Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.